Black Panther once again is the number one movie in America after taking in like $192 million over a three-day weekend last week, even more than that if you count President's Day in it. This weekend, it took in another $108 million. Black Panther has become one of the top five highest-grossing films in the Marvel Universe after just 10 days in the theater. The people going to see this movie is absolutely through the roof. And, you know, it's all ages, it's all ethnicities, it's everybody that's going to see this movie. And I've yet to hear a bad review of this movie yet, and that's really unusual. It's got super high ratings on all the aggregate movie review pages. I gave it a Dean's List A. I thought it was fantastic. And honored to be able to have spoken with the cast of the movie. It's been 3-4 weeks ago now that I went to L.A. and talked with Chadwick Boseman and Michael B. Jordan and Lupita Nyong'o and Forrest Whitaker just about the entire cast. But we also had great conversation with the 31-year-old director of this movie. And that just blows me away that he's only 31 years old. He's got a few movies under his belt. He's had a few, you know, fairly successful movies under his belt in Fruitvale Station and Creed. Now with one of the record-breaking motion pictures of all time, 31-year-old Ryan Coogler and I sat down and talked about creating this movie way before any of the hype had hit.
Did you go into this knowing exactly, you know, the path that you wanted to take with this? Or did you go, this is cool, I'm going to do a Marvel movie? And then it, you know, developed and one thing layered on top of another. How'd that work?
It was somewhere in the middle, I'll say. You know, it was somewhere in the middle. I love comic book movies. I love comic books before they started making them in the movies, you know. But it's some of my favorite films are comic book movies that have been made, you know, in this recent era where technology has enabled us to do some crazy things, man. I love the stuff Favreau did with Iron Man and what the Russo brothers are doing. You know, I love what Nolan did with Batman. You know, even what Tim Burton did with Batman back when I was very young.
All each time pushing the envelope,
breaking new ground, like you did. Yeah, so
was that your intention from the beginning?
I wanted to make a great movie. That's what I wanted to do. You know, more than anything. You know, every time I sit down to, I want to do the best I can. You know, and wanted to make something that works. You know, and this character is difficult. You know, this world is difficult, so I wanted to be able to make sure I could give it my all. Yeah. But I also wanted to make sure that I had something personal that was kind of guiding me, you know, in my personal connection to the question of what does it mean to be African, you know, was something that I felt my whole life, you know. So I wanted that question to be at the heart of the central conflict.
I could just see so many people standing a little taller when they come out of this movie, feeling a little better, you know, especially if you're African-American or African or a person of a color.
Right.
But when I was watching the movie, I said, I can't wait for my little nieces to come and watch this movie.
Yeah, I mean, that's the greatest compliment.
Right?
Yeah, that's the greatest compliment. No, like the thing is, like, I walked out of Batman standing taller for whatever reason. Like, I remember seeing Dark Knight, I saw that 3 a.m. And when I left out of there, I was like, man, this is, you know, just... You see a great movie that you feel like you went on a ride, yeah. you know, both like with adrenaline and emotionally, and you think about it after, you know, it moves you, you know, and I wanted Panther to work for everybody, you know, yeah. I wanted it to work for everybody, like, and because, you know, when something works for human beings, man, it just works, and to be African is to be human, you know.
Right. Well, that's the other thing about this movie is that it. I think it does work for everybody, but it also says so much. It's a powerful statement about the world that we're living in today, where everything is divided. If someone says the sky is blue, somebody else is going to say it's red.
Absolutely.
And this movie says we all have to be together. We all have to, if we're going to survive, we have to live together.
I mean, it's an interesting concept. I mean, I think that, look, going back to the comic books, T'Challa was always, you know, they say he's smarter than... You know, what they say, people would compare, like, who's stronger, who's smarter, you know, in the comic books. The one thing that T'Challa had, like, I always remember, above all other characters was nobility. You know, he had an ability that was kind of unmatched by anybody. The closest person that would come to it is maybe Cap. You know,
right.
but his was a even higher snowability because he's not, you know, he's not just a soldier. You know, he's a politician. You know, he's somebody who would come into the room in the comic books and everybody would kind of stand up a little straighter and expect a little bit of more of themselves.
Yeah.
You know, so you really wanted to bring that to this film and kind of tell the story of how he became that way. At the end of the film, we want him to be. You know, you want him to come into the room in Marvel Studios films, and everybody's kind of like, "Oh man, the king is here," and not the king's here out of fear, you know, but the king's here out of respect for the nobility that he's bringing.
Yeah, the director of the movie Black Panther, talking about some of his early concepts, and so interesting that the day after the opening weekend when the movie had broken all these records, Ryan Coogler, young man of 31 years old. Writes an open thank you letter to everyone who went to see the movie. I've never heard of another director doing that, thanking people for backing the movie and backing the concepts and showing their support. I think it says something about this young man's very rich personality and what kind of man that he is. I've interviewed him several times. I think he's an extremely talented director, but also a very nice person.